Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Adult film actress Stormy Daniels has taken the stand today in the Manhattan hush money trial of former President Trump. She described a sexual encounter with Trump back in 2006, and we're going to talk about her testimony, which includes explicit details.
And we're doing that because she is central to this case. Trump is accused of later covering up payments to Stormy Daniels to hide that alleged sexual encounter and influence the 2016 election. He denies all the charges and the encounter. NPR's Ximena Bustillo is outside the courthouse in Manhattan. Ximena, first, what is the sense of how Ms. Daniels is appearing on the stand, you know, who she's looking at? Is she composed?
Right. So Stormy Daniels took the stand this morning. She's the second witness to come up, and she has been largely looking at the jury, looking at the prosecutors who are answering her, who are asking her questions. And she is, you know, kind of explaining the timeline that we've already heard before, timeline of how she met Donald Trump, timeline of originally when she was approached about a potential non-disclosure agreement, and signed that, which was brokered, as we heard last week, by Michael Cohen, who was then Trump's lawyer and former fixer, and Keith Davidson, who was at the time her lawyer, kind of negotiating this deal.
Yeah, and it is a very long timeline. According to live blogs from the trial from CNN and New York Times, she's described meeting Donald Trump at a golf tournament in 2006, where a bodyguard asked if she'd go to dinner with him. She said no, changed her mind after talking with her publicist. This is all part of her testimony. She then went to his hotel room because they were supposed to go from there to dinner. Now, this is where we wanted have to get the details of what she's described. We've done this before when President Bill Clinton was impeached for his encounter with an intern. We reported specifics. This is a trial about possible election interference. So, Ximena, describe what Stormy Daniels is saying then happened with Donald Trump.
Yeah, so in 2006, she testified that she had an alleged sexual encounter in a hotel room with Trump. He also stayed in touch with her for many, many years after that. But then between 2008 and 2011, she says that there wasn't much contact with the former president, and that instead she lived a pretty fine and happy life. And then around 2011 is when she was reached out to by a magazine, In Touch Magazine, who said that someone had sold the story to another magazine about an alleged affair with her and Trump. And so she gave an interview to the magazine. Neither story at the time ran. But then that's kind of how we get more into the 2015-2016 era, where she is trying to sell her story, sell the rights to her story, trying to get her story out. And she's approached about brokering a non-disclosure agreement with Trump. They used pseudonyms in their contracts in order to hide their identities, but that's all pretty well documented in, you know, these papers and these contracts that we have seen, that the jury has now seen, that have been entered into evidence. And, you know, some of these payments, you know, it totals a total $130,000 settlement, and that's really what's at the center of this case. Yeah. Looking at those payments made by Michael Cohen, which may or may not, you know, that's the center of the trial, have violated New York campaign finance law.
Right, and you just gave us the broad brush. But the jury is hearing these, we understand, incredible details. Again, it is not illegal to have a sexual encounter with someone outside of your marriage, which is what she's describing that Trump did. He denies it. That's not illegal. It's the fact that, you know, it was the cover-up that, the prosecutors are saying was the crime ahead of an election. But boy, we're understanding that she is describing pretty pointedly, you know, going to the bathroom when they had an encounter, coming back, finding Trump in boxer shorts and a T-shirt. And it goes on from there. I mean, how detailed did it get?
I mean, that is about as detailed as it was. And there was a discussion before testimony began over how much details are relevant to this case. Because, again, you know, as you're pointing out, this is not a trial over infidelity. This is a trial over payments that may have been mislabeled and falsified business records. And so there was conversation over what the need for details are. The defense has objected to many of these answers, which the judge has sustained. But also the judge said that some level of detail is necessary in order to establish credibility.
Yeah.
So that is what we went into this trial with today. And that was the discussion that was held by Judge Mershon and how he decided on
that.
Well,
just briefly, the debate even admonished the prosecutors at one point, we understand, saying the degree of detail is just unnecessary at that point. But then at another point, we understand she testified that Donald Trump did not wear a condom. Now, what would be the importance of that towards credibility?
Well, you know, this is all details, details that are coming out. Again, some of these have been stricken from the record. I can't quite recall if that one specifically
There's so many.
Has been.
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah.
But there have been various details stricken from the record, in part because some of these details may or may not be relevant to the ultimate payouts and the results there. But there have been some pretty graphic details mentioned. Again, the defense is winning a lot of these objections. The judge is sustaining. At the same time, Daniels has been testifying for a few hours. At times, she has been speaking pretty quickly and pretty fast.
Yeah.
So everyone is asking her to just slow down and take a breath before answering the questions. And even Judge Juan Mershon has asked her to just limit the details and stick to answering the question.
NPR's Jimena Busillo outside the courthouse in Manhattan covering the Donald Trump hush money trial. Thank you.
Thank you.